Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Are you ready, kids? Get your parents' permission, check your mailbox, and grab your shopping cart. It's time for the Adventures in Collecting podcast.
I'm Eric.
And I'm Dave.
Welcome to Adventures in collecting,
where we talk toy news, culture, and hauls,
along with our journeys as collectors.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Adventures in Collecting.
You know, one of these days, I'm going to do it just to throw everyone off.
The first person you're going to throw off would be me, because I wouldn't know. Well, I mean, yeah. Now we can, you guys
we
don't
can
know this.
It.
You guys don't know this listening, but like, we can all see mm-hmm. each other now. This is like, it's kind of a relatively new thing. I think the cat kind of got let out of the bag that we could see each other when we had a couple weeks ago.
We had Steve on.
Steve or Eric. I think Eric might have mentioned it too when we had.
Yeah, everybody did. Both Steves.
Yeah. All right. Cat's out of the bag. We could see each other.
Yeah. We could see each other now.
But yeah, we're back. Another
Hello.
Week. Another week. Another guest. Returning yeah. guest again.
Yeah, another returning guest.
Another returning guest. Yeah. So this
just
is
when you thought we were had guests in a row. Now we have returning guests in a row.
You know, sometimes it's great how kind of like scheduling works out and like where our main kind of episodes fall, because there's a really cool event that we're going to be talking about on today's episode that's coming up when this is airing. It'll actually be the end of this week, so ahead mm-hmm. of their first stop on the Tamashii Nation's 15th anniversary tour. We'll be at Grand Central Station in New York City in Times Square. The folks at Bondi and Tamashii Nations are celebrating 15 years of Tamashii Nations. So joining us again on the pod, returning guest, friend of the pod, Justin Cavender, Senior Marketing Manager at Bandai Namco Toys and Collectibles America. Justin, welcome back to the show.
Hey guys, thanks for having me. I'm so excited.
And this time I said your name right.
You yeah. did. I'm so excited. Hey, let me know when this is going to be on TV so my mama can tape it.
Never. Well, it's on the YouTube. Does she go on the YouTube?
She does. She has a YouTube television. It's great. It's right next to the Google machine.
Right next to that Google machine. Well, she can ask Jeeves all about it.
She certainly can. Love her to death. She's great.
Well, hi, Mom. Oh, as I mentioned at the top, we're going to get into the tour stop and what everyone can expect to see, you know, for those that are planning to go in New York. But since it's been a while since we've had you on the show, tell us, what have you been collecting and what are some of your recent pickups?
Oh, man. I've been collecting all sorts of fun stuff, mostly Marvel Legends, though. I'm like a total sucker for like 90s X-Men stuff. And wouldn't you know it, that GD Hasbro is always pumping out friggin' Marvel Legends stuff. So my Blob finally showed up. That's a fun looking toy, not gonna lie. So pretty excited to parking him next to the Pyro and Avalanche and having the gang all together at my desk. So that's cool. And then G.I. Joe Classified, we all know how amazing that series is. Can't wait for that His Tank to arrive one of these days. I was one of the backers of that amazing project.
Me too.
I'm a fan of this might get me in trouble, but I'm definitely a fan of the crowdfunding projects like that. I think HasLab is good for collectors, man. And I can talk about that all day long. Of course, I'm not here to talk about that, but I could. Very excited about that. But yeah, just a couple of rando things too. I got a couple of Mezco figures, those the 112 guys. Mm-hmm. I never really had any of those, and they're pretty amazing, dude. Like they. they got so many, like, so much detail and cool accessories. I picked up a Cyclops, again, you know, 90s X-Men, and that Wolverine with, like, the beat-up Sentinel that comes in, like, a little lunchbox. That was cool, too. In fact, I got it from Entertainment Earth, and it was missing a little shoulder pad, and they, like, RMA'd it, and I got another one back in, like, a week. They were very nice. So shout-out to Entertainment Earth for being absolutely amazing retail partners.
Yeah, we're one of their affiliates. They're great. Mm-hmm. They're an absolutely great partner. They have great customer service and everything. So, yeah, definitely shouts to EE. Yeah, I actually got, I want to say it was like 2 years ago, I bought into one of those Mezco, I want to say it was like an advent calendar, countdown calendar, yeah, holiday, whatever you call calendar. It. Yeah, and it had the Blue Skull guy in it, Cousin Eddie, because I just wanted like a Mezco figure. I'd never had like experienced one before. And it was okay. Like, I thought it was fun. But I'm a huge fan of The Crow, and I just love that film. It's one of my favorite, you know, kind of especially from the 90s. Mm-hmm. And I picked up their 112 Crow figure, and that was my Mezco experience, where I was like, this is like a little Hot Toys figure. Honestly, mm-hmm. it's like a 6-inch Hot Toys figure with all the faces and the deco and like the soft goods and just kind of the way that the figure moves and everything. Yeah, I get it. I get why people enjoy those. So
yeah, they're cool, man. I dig it. I had speaking of The Crow, I had an Eric Draven Movie Maniacs from McFarlane like 20 something years ago. I had a couple. I had like the standalone figure, and then I had the one in that sort of fish tank dealio. Yep. I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, those are cool.
It's in that closet back there, actually. for all you listeners out there, there's a magical closet behind me that's just full of stuff. And wouldn't you know it, one of my wonders is an Eric Draven figure.
So outside of toys, we know you're also an avid gamer. Have you played anything that's not called Dark Souls lately?
Yes. I mean, truth be told, I actually haven't played Dark Souls since last December, two Decembers ago. It's been a hot minute. And
well, that's because you played it so much that the disc broke, mm-hmm. and now.
I know, right? Yeah. You know, so funny, when I got a PS5, that was what I did. I literally just popped in Dark Souls and played it on the PS5. So stupid. I would say, though, it was actually harder on PlayStation than it was on PC or Xbox. I don't know why. It was just kind of like enemies are just a tick more like aggressive and surprising. I don't know. It was weird. But yes, Dave, I have been playing other things. I've been really like knee deep into World of Warcraft. That's a habit that I've had for a very long time, since like 2006, I'd say. And with the new expansion, you know, and playing with my friends online, all my internet friends, it's been a good time. Mostly doing like PvP stuff. And then, you know, those people that go out and just buy books but never read them, you know, they're just, you might even be one of them, but you look mm-hmm. at your library and you see that you have like 50 books and maybe you've read 5 pages of one of those books. I'm kind of that way with video games. Like, I realize that I just buy video games but never play them, and I feel bad about that. And I want to be better. I got to wait till next year to do a New Year resolution of playing more, but you know, that's just the way the world works. I can't make any changes now. I got to wait until New Year. We're already like in April, for crying out loud.
I picked up Metroid Prime Remastered, and I have not started it yet. So
good, man. I got it too, and I'm very excited. And it was a bit of a chore to get my hands on that thing, at least the physical copy. And yep. When I got it, I was so Same. Excited. And then I never even opened. What a loser, right? God, I'm such a boob. I feel bad about that.
I fell backwards into that same problem of having a stack both physically and digitally of games that I just, you know, who knew that once you had children, it would be real difficult to play games where you're like murdering zombies and monsters.
Right. Dude, when Henry was first born, I was literally playing Skyrim with him just kind of tucked in my arm, and it was super easy and awesome.
Oh, yeah.
And then now that he's like 1.5, he's running around all crazy town banana pants, and it's impossible to play like video games while he's awake. I'll wait till he's like 2. Right now he's 1.5. once he crosses that 2 threshold mark, then it's on. Then it's RoboCop and Total Recall and freaking you name it. We're gonna be watching it and having a good time.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotta get him on the right foot. No, that's not true. His mama would not approve. Although I will say this. I just started watching Fear the Walking Dead. I never watched it when it was like new or whatever. Yeah. And this was like 6 months ago or so. And Henry was just starting to make like sounds, but there's so many like zombie gargle sounds. You know, I'm holding them by my head and all of a sudden he's going, wow, wow. I'm like, you're partially responsible for this. I will shoulder the blame on this one. But enough about that.
I may have regrets.
Yeah, and I kind of get them a little bit away from my neck, you know? I'm like, I don't know. Is this just the auditory thing, or did he see what the zombies were doing? Let me just hold you out like this, kid.
Yeah. So before we hop into the kind of goings-on and the things that are kind of coming up for Bandai, you know, The portfolio is kind of always growing over there, it seems like. So remind our listeners, what brands these days actually fall under your domain over there at Bandai Namco Collectibles?
Yeah, so there's quite a bit, actually. So there's like Tamashii Nations, Bandai Hobbies. So Tamashii Nations is like the figures, Bandai Hobbies, the model kits, and you got Shokugan, which is like the little cute guys. Mega House, also they do big and little things. Then there's, of course, like the toy department, like your Tamagotchis and your Anime Heroes. And Dragon Stars. Then, of course, you have like our affiliate brands like Nanoblock and Blitzway and Studio Ghibli. So a lot of action going on. And then I basically manage the content for all that stuff. So if it's on our website or it's on our social media, that kind of falls under the umbrella of content, which, you know, today is kind of sad. Like everything is just content, whether you're like a YouTuber or an Instagrammer or even like Martin Scorsese, right? It's like, dude, he's a content creator. It's like, hey, yo, Marty, when are you going to drop more mob content on us, man?
I hope at some point in some interview, somebody asks him, do you consider yourself to be a content creator?
Yeah, do you get free shit? Do you show your movies off and get into a hotel for free? Do you say like, hey, I'm gonna put you on my Instagram post and you know, why don't you hook me up?
That's where he takes the lapel microphone off and just like gets and just walks out of the room.
Yeah. No, sir, I am not doing it for the likes. Like, but make sure to smash that subscribe button.
Yeah, and ring the bell. Don't forget to ring that god dang bell.
Marty, could you just tell our audience to hit that subscribe button?
I dare you. I'm skipping the double and going straight to the triple. I triple dog dare you to call him A Marty and say, hey, what kind of content are you gonna drop? Any more mob? You got any more of that mob content over there? Do it.
Oh, I can't breathe. I can't breathe. Oh my God. All right.
I love talking to you guys. You're so much fun.
So you mentioned Ghibli. And that's one of the brands that doesn't get enough love in our book.
That's because no one knows how to say it, Eric. You got your Studio Ghibli people and you got your Studio Ghibli people. And you are a Ghibli person.
I am. I'm a Ghibli person. What's actually the right way to say it?
Ghibli.
It is Ghibli.
Yeah, yes.
Ghibli. I've also
coming heard from someone that works at a Japanese company.
I've also heard people pronounce it Ghibli too.
Oh, there you go.
I've heard that one. So
you it's do whatever Ghibli. You want. This is your world. I'm just living. I'm always here to yuck your yum, as they say.
No, but I'm going to course correct for the rest of my life, Justin. I'm going to pronounce it. You taught me it's not Cavender like Avengers. It's Cavender. And like now Lavender. it's Ghibli. It's yes. I'm gonna say it right. I'm gonna say it right.
Do it. We gotta hook you up with like electric shock treatment.
for the guy that loves Ghibli.
Yeah, I've been saying it wrong my entire life. That's okay. So what's the latest from the world of Ghibli?
Oh man, there's actually a lot of stuff going on, man. I almost had to write it down. In fact, I kind of wrote down parts. I took notes. Miyazaki's newest movie is coming out in Japan this July. And so we're basically celebrating his entire portfolio from My Neighbor Totoro to Ponyo and everything in between. We have all sorts of new plush. We're bringing everyone's beloved characters into huggable forms. Oh, isn't that nice? And you've seen our giant Totoro, so you know how huggable that guy is.
I have.
And You know, we're also bringing in more characters like Lily and the friggin' the tree spirits from Princess Mononoke, like the Kodama.
Awesome.
I'm very excited about that. And then we got new home goods. So basically things like reusable shopping bags and glassware to make your home and life just a little bit more Ghibli-like, you know, for the greater good. All those lovely Ghibli fans out there that want to just basically live in a world. I'm still hugging myself, by the way. I don't know if you
noticed that. Well, you are also very huggable, Justin.
Dude,
we're just going to let you go.
Dude, Totoro and I share the same body type. It actually works out pretty good. But yeah, we're looking to bring more higher end products to expand on everyone's Ghibli collections. Even like some fashionable things like wallets and luxury items.
So. Oh, nice. Yeah, I love the teacup, the color changing heat reactive teacup thing too.
Yeah,
that was
cool.
That was awesome.
That uses science, Eric.
Actual
science to do that.
Who doesn't love science? Well, actually, no, don't answer that. Don't answer that. There are two people that don't love science.
Yeah. Holy shit, man. 2020 was a bit of an eye-opener for the anti-science folk. Man, I'll say it.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Accurate.
Bunch of yahoos out there.
Mm.
But not your listeners, of course.
No, not them. No. We've curated our community. We're all science friendlies here.
Exactly.
Please, I hope.
100%. This is a higher level of sophistication. We got monocles and freaking top hats, looking good.
Pinkies out.
Always. And you know what's funny? What the hell was that movie? The Birdcage. Did you ever see that with Robin Williams and Hank Azaria and stuff? And when they pointed out like having your pinky out, I was literally drinking something and my pinky was out. I'm like, wait a minute now. I thought everybody does.
Fancy.
Yeah, Mr. Fancy Pants.
Quick aside, there are two quotes from that movie that are constantly shared in like my wife and I and like her family predominantly, they're huge fans of that movie. We say all the time, like anytime somebody is buttering toast at dinner, it's like somebody is going to go, I pierced the toast. Somebody is bound to. And then like somebody from the other side of the table will be like, who cares? Like every time. Anytime anybody is wearing heels, the moment they take their heels off, I can't wear the shoes. I slip, I fall down. Every time.
That's rad. I do two as well. I do, I call all medicine purine tablets. And then anytime someone asks like, how am I doing or something like that? I'll be like, I'm fine. I'm working hard for the money. So hard for honey. I do that too. I saw that movie at the drive-in of all places. I'm old though.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. We still got one of them drive-ins around here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, cool.
We actually have two technically. Cause I guess Mahoning, however you pronounce that, the one
that's Philly though.
Yeah, it's close enough. Like, if somebody in this area wanted to go, like, it's only like a 2-hour drive.
To go to the drive?
That's true.
Oh, I mean, make a trip out of it.
Yeah. Ooh. So getting back to Ghibli, one of the things that's always kind of blown both of our minds has been that there's never been, like, fully articulated figures of some of the favorites, like Totoro, No Face, Kiki, or Princess Mononoke, just to name a few. Is that something that's ever come up for discussion? Something that's ever been kind of kicked around as far as the idea phase goes?
No conversations that I have been in, but I do know that, what is that brand? It's like Kyoto. They make articulated figures for Nausicaa, which are really, really cool. Just to plug them, just for funsies, on Big Bad Toy Store, they have them available for pre-order, I think. But we did have the Nausicaa glider, and Nausicaa had some articulation, but it's not something necessarily that is in our wheelhouse, per se.
Yeah. It's but just one of those.
I'm all for it. I mean, I think it'd be great. I love articulated stuff.
Yeah, like, I just think of, like, especially nowadays with the way that toy photography has kind of evolved, and, you know, especially, like, Totoro just being in that kind of like just thinking of like a 1:12 scale Totoro sitting in people's collections, showing up in photos, like it would be awesome.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I love that guy.
And he got him with the umbrella.
Right. Yeah, he doesn't really move that much, though, in the movie.
Yeah, it would be interesting to see how he articulates. But, like, I think of figures like the SH figure arts, like Pac-Man. And originally, when that first came out, I was like, how the hell is this thing going to move? And then with, like, those, like, sliding panels that kind of shift to move the legs, it's like, there's some clever engineering tricks. I think it could be done.
Then there would be those people like, where's the ab crunch, man? Totoro needs the ab crunch. He's got 7-minute abs.
Why doesn't he have double jointed elbows? Where's his butterfly joints?
Yep. You know what, though? I appreciate the fandom and all the critiques that come with it. We all want to have super mega articulated figures. And if it's possible, if you can dream it, you can do it, right? As they say. And that sounds cool, man. To answer your question, long story short, no, I have not been in any sort of discussions about that, but I do know that there is another company that makes Nausicaa articulated figures.
Better than nothing.
Aside from our Nausicaa that we had like 2.5 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So moving from Ghibli to kind of where Bandai Namco collectibles and toys and collectibles has kind of the spotlight on, the brightest at this moment. It's really hard to believe, like, just kind of thinking about this, that Tamashii Nations has only been around for 15 years. It's kind of weird to think of a time before, like, SH Figure Arts. It really seems like it's been around way longer than 15 years. There's an upcoming celebratory anniversary tour. So tell us about what's planned there.
Absolutely. So we have, of course, the Tamashii Nations World Tour. It's going to be a 5-city world tour kicking off next week on April 28th in New York City at Grand Central Terminal, which we discussed earlier. And then on May 26th, actually, they have a long one in Tokyo. It's May 26th all the way to July 18th for that one. But if for all you listeners out here in the United States, you're going to want to head over to New York City, as they say, and check it out. We're very excited about it. It's going to be like over 300 displays. There's all these awesome statues. Of course, there's going to be event exclusives. We're actually going to be, at the time of this recording, we'll have done a live stream showing them all off, like up close and personal. Very excited about that. What are we doing that? That is going to go tomorrow. Tomorrow's the 19th as we record this. Hopefully I didn't ruin any magic for you. You can check out that live stream on all of our social channels or go to our YouTube channel. Our YouTube channel is youtube.com/BNTCA. So you can check that out. If you can't make it to the event, of course, you can see how cool these exclusives are. And there's also free swag for folks. I'm very excited about that. The giveaways include a shoulder bag and a figure posing guide, which is actually very handy. Especially if you're like me and you can't pose and you're terrible and you get scolded and there's like a squirt bottle nearby to squirt me whenever I'm terrible at posing something. Very excited about that. And if you spend $100, you actually get a special limited edition figure stand celebrating the world tour. So that's really cool. And then some of our neighboring retailers in the New York area, they will be handing out giveaways as well. Some of those retailers include Kinokuniya, freaking Gundam Planet, Lunar Toys, Midtown Comics, and there's a couple more. So just head over to TamashiiWeb.com to get all the deets on that. But very excited. There's 6 event exclusives that'll be there celebrating the Tamashii Nations World Tour. You got some Saint Seiya action with the Pegasus Seiya. You got a High Metal Phoenix from Macross. You got the Robot Spirits, Strike Gundam. Then, of course, there's the SH Figure Arts Super Saiyan Son Goku, as well as Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. There is a Miles Morales and a Spider-Gwen.
That was a lot.
Yeah. Sorry for the info dump.
Very cool.
So Dave is definitely the one that squirts you with the bottle, right, at the office? Like, he's got the squirt bottle.
No, he poses worse than I do, I think.
Who is it then? Is it Mike? Is it Brian?
No. It's the nice folks, the water friendly folks over at Tamasha Nation.
Well, that's why you gotta let Mike do the posing. That's what he's there for.
Yeah, he's there to take the pictures.
He
does the content like the Scorsese.
So he's the one that's actually getting the pitches as Spider-Man at this point. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what he's actually doing. And at least in this case, right? With that exclusive.
100%. And, you know, our whole team's going to be there. So if you're going to be in the neighborhood, definitely swing by. I love talking to folks, chatting about toys and video games and what have you. I'd love to hear like stories about your collections or where you got stuff. I'm all for it. So introduce yourself, say hi, and it'll be a blast.
So we're going to see you there on the 28th at the First Stop in New York.
Yeah.
You mentioned the exclusives that are going to be there, and you mentioned like a whole bunch of stuff that's going to be on display. But what are some of the things that we can expect to see as part of the displays or as part of the historical content?
Sure. So, you know, as you mentioned, Tamasha Nation has been around for several years. This is the 15th anniversary. So you'll see things from throughout, you know, its inception. It's going to be several different figures on display, as well as some amazing statues from some of our favorite anime. I don't want to spoil the surprise too much, but lots of incredible photo ops. And Tamashi, you know, they definitely like to make a statement with their displays. So I encourage everyone to go and take pictures and enjoy yourselves and have a good time. But I mean, if you've ever been to any one of our shows, like a New York Comic Con or San Diego Comic Con, Anime Expo, things like that, you have had a taste of what Tamashi brings to the table, and they're going all out for the world tour. So definitely check it out.
That's awesome. And alongside, you know, the exclusives that'll be available at the event and kind of the timeline, as it were, of, you know, some of the things throughout Tamashi Nation's history, will there be any kind of new products there for, you know, that are being revealed for the first time or, you know, production samples that are going to be on display for the first time?
Well, so Tamashi likes to keep things secret, and because the event hasn't happened yet, I can't say things. So read into that however you want, but perfect. It's going to be a good time.
Awesome.
And I know I feel terrible being cryptic, but I'm trying to be as in your face as possible about saying yes without saying yes.
It's perfect. Yeah. So going back to those exclusives again for a moment, have you ever been, you know, kind of involved in the decision-making process to kind of determine or, you know, decide what's going to be an exclusive or like a character that's going to be featured as an exclusive or a colorway or anything like that?
Not in the choosing process, but once they have been picked, that's when I get involved as far as how the marketing forum is going to go and the reveals are going to go. But I don't have a hand in the selection, sadly.
Yeah.
And I wish I did. I'm not cool enough yet. Maybe one day when I'm a Papa Bandai or something, then I'll get the honor. But as of right now, it's a need to know kind of thing. And I'm pretty far down the old list.
Hey, you still find out way ahead of most other people. So, I mean,
it's true. There's just a whole ocean that separates me and Japan. So it takes a hot minute to get all the deets.
Now, do you know, in terms of the figures that are going to be offered as exclusives, will any of them be available kind of as like mainline releases, you know, down the line?
Nothing's been announced. Are you talking about like how, like with San Diego Comic-Con exclusives, usually like after the event or
they show up on like P Bandai or
yeah. So nothing has been announced or hinted at as of yet.
Okay. Cool. So we'll stay tuned on that.
And now a word from our sponsors.
This segment is brought to you by our friends at Chubsy Wubsy Toys. A traditional mom and pop toy store in Little Falls, New Jersey, Chubsy Wubsy Toys brings you the best new toys from the brands you love without the hassle of pounding the pavement searching for them at larger retail stores. Visit them in person at their brand new home at 101 Newark Pompton Turnpike, Suite 1 in Little Falls, New Jersey, for their grand opening on Saturday, May 13th, or online at chubzywubzy.com. That's chubzywubzy.com. And tell them Adventures in Collecting sent you.
Level up your collection with CGC, the world leader in pop culture collectibles grading. CGC recently launched its video games division with experienced, knowledgeable, and passionate graders to help you maximize your value on all the games you love. Ready to give your games an extra life? Submit today at cgcgrading.com. That's cgcgrading.com.
Face it, shaker bottles suck. Your shakes always come out clumpy and they're a pain to clean.
You're right, Dave. That's why I decided to ditch my shaker bottle for good and get myself a BlendJet 2 portable blender. It makes perfectly blended shakes in just 20 seconds.
BlendJet 2 is portable, so you can blend up a smoothie at work, a protein shake at the gym, or even a margarita on the beach. It's small enough to fit in a cup holder, but powerful enough to blast through tough ingredients like ice and frozen fruit with ease.
BlendJet 2 is whisper quiet, so you can make your morning smoothie without waking up the whole house. It lasts for over 15 blends and recharges quickly via USB-C.
Best of all, BlendJet 2 cleans itself. Just blend water with a drop of soap and you're good to go.
With an array of colors, patterns, or even Disney-inspired designs to choose from, show off your personality while you're blending up something delicious on the go.
What are you waiting for? Go to BlendJet.com and grab yours today.
And be sure to use the promo code AICPOD12 to get 12% off your order and free 2-day shipping. No other portable blender on the market comes close to the quality, power, and innovation of the BlendJet 2. They guarantee you'll love it or your money back. Blend anytime, anywhere with the BlendJet 2 portable blender. Go to blendjet.com and use the code AICPOD12 to get 12% off your order and free 2-day shipping. Shop today to get the best deal ever.
And now, back to the show.
All right, so that takes us into our Q&A section. So, as we usually mention at this point in the show, if you are listening to Adventures in Collecting for the first time, welcome. Hopefully you're enjoying your first time listening experience.
Thanks for stopping by.
Dave, anything else you wanted to add there? Stopping by and...
And make sure to smash that subscribe button and hit those likes and
no whammy.
All that good stuff for the algorithm.
That was a game show, kids.
So that way we can get to you as best as we can.
Justin's really pressing his luck.
Dude, that was like my favorite show. No whammies,
mine too,
no
actually.
Whammies, big box, and stop! And it's like...
The little asshole would show up on the screen with like the plunger and the TNT.
Yeah.
Whammy.
Yeah,
whammy. I have a dance move called TNT. I had to show you that one time.
In New York.
Maybe Adventures in Collecting After Dark.
fun aside is, TV Guide is how I learned how to read, and so like all I knew was like game show hosts and stuff. That's when, right, I was a kid.
This is, that's true. Awesome. I was not alive for this, but I've heard this story many times.
Yeah, it's so I knew like all the game shows and the game show hosts.
He was a little bit of like a encyclopedia. Yeah, little kid encyclopedia.
That's amazing.
So this next section is our Q&A section. So as we will every time we have a guest on, we'll post on Instagram and Twitter and give our listeners and followers a chance to ask questions to our guests.
Yeah,
so
check those posts and stories.
Yeah. And we've whittled it down to 3 questions. And our first question comes from friend of the pod, Craig Stuff. And this is kind of like a team related question. So, you know, in the past, we've seen Tamashii Nations tackle kind of teams in the way that they've kind of like what's going on right now with the Dragon Ball Z, the Frieza saga, and the Cell saga. Like, we're seeing kind of individual members of those teams get kind of built out. So far for the kind of relaunch of the Naruto line, we've seen both Naruto and Sasuke kid versions. Can we expect kind of that same team concept to kind of continue with Naruto, or is it kind of going to go into kind of more of a different direction?
Well, I mean, in the spirit of not being able to answer some of this, it kind of falls under that bucket. But I think that Tamashii would like to, you know, continue things like that. There's a lot that goes into making figures, all the way from like just initial concept to licensor approval. And it, at the end of the day, it is up to the licensor on whether or not something gets made or not. I know that when lines do really, really well, then they will continue to make them. And Naruto has had quite the surge after coming back. You know, it was basically around this time last year that Tamashii just doubled down on Naruto and bringing SHF back. So I think that it's going in the right direction, if that helps. And I know that Tamashii loves making figures and loves making people happy. It's all about, you know, making that community just thrive and do really well and get excited about figures. And I think that if it is possible, then it'll be done.
And one thing that, you know, on the topic of characters, something that, you know, you guys at Bandai Namco Toys and Collectibles has been really
America.
You
left out the America. You gotta start over.
I try. It was easier when it was Bluefin.
Tell me about it.
So, but you guys have been really great, especially on your live streams, kind of like collecting, you know, that feedback. Like, you know, what's the character that you want to see? Like, you know, even, you know, on your Instagram and Twitter posts as well. So, you know, be vocal, like, you know, mm-hmm. let everybody know what you want to see. And, you know, I'm 100%. Sure it helps. Yeah,
it really does. Cause I mean, I have meetings with Tamashii, like weekly meetings with like the Japan side, right? You know, our team is involved with making sure that everyone's on the same page, you know, being running like the social media side of Bandai Namco Toys and Collectibles America. You know, I see all the comments, I read them all. I'll be up in my bed at like 2 a.m. just like reading all the nice things that people say in the comments on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, what have you. So they get read. You know, they are seen, they are shared. Obviously some things can't be commented on, but keep providing the feedback, both positive and negative. You know, I got thick skin. I'm a big boy. I'm a plus size model. I can handle anything you throw at me. So be nice. Just stay off the death threats. We had death threats once or twice, and that sucked. So
yeah, no.
If you're nice, then you know you'll get a wink and a smile. So
well, I'm gonna keep creating burner accounts and keep requesting 1997 Godzilla. All right. yeah,
was
I want
98
or 98. No, I think it was 97. Yeah. I want that in an SH Monster art so bad. So bad.
Do you really?
Oh, so bad.
When did that movie come out?
I think it was 97. Come on, Dave, you should know this. All I can remember is
the Matthew Broderick one?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was 98.
It was 98. All right, 98 Godzilla. All I remember was
I've watched it once.
The awesome Taco Bell campaigns that were
so yeah, with the cup toppers and stuff.
Yep.
Yeah. I had one. No big deal.
MBD.
Yeah, so that one's interesting because, interestingly enough, you know, we're a global company, right? So we got to be able to send toys everywhere. And that particular figure might not necessarily have global acceptance. And so when you got to factor in quantities and the lower the number, the harder it is to pull off. That's just one of them things that it's fun to think about. And I know when there's a very loud vocal minority when it comes to that figure, but maybe over time that'll continue to grow. I know that when somebody's like, come on, give us 98 Godzilla, and from, you know, the Bluefin social account, I was like, hey, is this something you guys really want? And it took off, man. It was something upwards of like 5,000 like likes and retweets and stuff like that. So I get it. But at the end of the day, 5,000 pieces, let's just say that every human that reposted that wanted one, that's still only 5,000 pieces.
Yes, yeah, so, not a lot.
So just consider that when
I always just think back to Final Wars when, like,
yeah, he got destroyed.
Godzilla
in that
movie. Shows up and he's in like 30s in it for 30 seconds.
Yeah, right. Real Godzilla killed it.
That was my favorite performance by 98 Godzilla.
There you go. Yeah,
there's that. There's that global appeal. There's that people around the world will want their Final Wars Godzilla just absolutely destroying 98 Godzilla.
Right. And you know, the monster arts are large. You know, there's a lot of plastic, a lot that goes into making those things. Usually with monster arts, the original designer is involved somehow.
Oh wow,
you know,
really?
Yeah, like they'll kind of go to make it like as screen accurate as possible, kind of thing. So there's a lot that goes into making those monster arts, and they're beautiful figures.
They are. I'm actually looking at the Final Wars right here.
The Dynaction series are also really cool. It's really big guys. Mm-hmm. Like we had the Ava and like the Ultraman, and I think there was a Digimon one as well, right? And I would love to see like Elden Ring bosses be in like Dynaction size, you know? Because then you'd have like your SHF pretty much in scale with these giant monsters. That would look pretty rad. Like that's sort of my this is what I would want to see kind of thing with that line, because like monster arts are cool, but at the end of the day, you know, most of them are somewhere around like 6.5-7 inches tall.
That's not
gonna cut it for this guy when it comes to video game bosses. I need a big fella.
A Dynamax Godzilla.
Dynaction, sorry.
Dynamax.
Dynamax is another guy.
Yes. Well, no, I also... Isn't that a Pokemon thing? I think that's a Pokemon thing. But yeah. Yeah. No.
I was thinking of... he was using Brand X. Oh. That's like immediately.
Meanwhile, I was just thinking, like, it's been a while since I watched Final Wars.
Love that.
Do it.
Love Don't that. Watch it. Joker.
It's fine. We're moving along on this podcast.
Yeah, we got an hour and a half. It's good.
We're good. Dave, you want to do the next question?
Yeah, sure. So at Poison Apple Marky Mark asks, what is your favorite con to go to every year?
Oh, man, that is San Diego Comic-Con, hands down. That is one of my favorite places on the whole damn planet. I love it. It is quite a spectacle. It is so much chaos going on at San Diego Comic-Con, and I hope you guys make it there one day, just to see how crazy it is. I'm literally speaking not from like 8 a.m. to 7 o'clock at night every single day. You know, we're setting up these crazy booths. We usually have multiple booths, not just one. I think last year we had like 8 or 9 booths at San Diego Comic-Con. So it was a lot, not to mention the Dragon Ball experience at the Marina Terrace, behind the Marriott. It's so much going on. Everyone just brings their A game, and I love it. It's a blast. It is hands down, bar none, both as an attendee, as press, and as an exhibitor. I would say San Diego Comic-Con is just leaps and bounds above the rest for me. I love it.
Yeah, one of these times we will get out there.
It's on the list. It's a short list, but it's so far.
It's so far. It's only like 70 miles for me, so not so bad.
Well, with California traffic, it probably takes you like, what, 6 hours to get there?
Sometimes. One time there was like a fire, and I was going to a Mariners-Padres game. And
a fire in California?
Yeah, I know, right? That's how we do things around here. And we use ash as currency, for crying out loud. It's amazing. And where was I going with this? Yeah, so there was a fire, and it was jumping across the freeway, like jumping, actual jumping bean fire style, and it was crazy. And just had to get to that game, man. And the freaking Mariners lost too, of all things. It was a dud. I was irritated. It took me like 4 hours to get there, and my team lost. Get out of here. I want my money back.
What a waste.
I know. And I think I ran a red light. it wasn't my fault, though. It was a really weird intersection, and I didn't even see it, but whatever.
But you didn't I ran a red light. You didn't get a ticket, so you're fine.
No, and it even had a camera, but it never wasn't turned on. The person that turns on cameras that day was sick or something.
Was it like a lamplighter? Like, yeah, you would turn the camera on every day?
Yeah, so I dodged a bullet, as it were. Ran a red light. Feel bad about that. I should just send them my money and so I can sleep at night.
You should.
If it was Squid Game, I would have been shot and died.
There you go. Oh, it's true. Red Squid Game. That's another. Those are great figures.
They are great figures. Thanks for shouting them out.
Oh yeah,
appreciate it.
And I love those minis too. The figure arts minis.
Do you? They're great.
They're great figures.
They got cute little eyes.
Well, it's weird. That's like the thing that's like so hypnotic, pronounced on all of the all the figure arts minis and the Squid Game figures. None of them have eyes. Well, at least the Pink Soldiers and the Game Master. What's the dude's name? Not Game Master. Frontman.
Yeah.
They have no eyes. All right. So the last question for our Q&A segment here comes from another friend of the pod at Toy Farce. For the Star Wars movie realization line, any word on when we can expect to see the Gamorrean Guard, Admiral Akbar, or IG-88 that were previously revealed?
Sorry, Toy Farce, no word just yet. During Star Wars Celebration, there was a poll that was taken at the booth. Everyone was just given stickers to put underneath which character they wanted to see next, or what their favorite one was. It was worded as, which Meisho movie realization character is your favorite? So taking in all that data as far as which ones were amazing, you know, and which ones to do next, I'm sure that went into consideration as far as getting them made. Again, back to licensor approval, things just take a long time. I have to imagine that because, you know, that Stormtrooper was just sort of announced, obviously with the success of The Mandalorian and Book of Boba Fett, you know, as they say, strike while the iron is hot. It makes sense right now to make, you know, that Daimo Boba Fett and The Mandalorian with Lil Grogu, and then obviously this new Stormtrooper. But yes, I would very much like to see the Gamorrean Guard and Akbar, just so Bandai Dave can get off everyone's back. He's like one of the ultimate Akbar fans out there. I think he's probably got like one of the top five collections of Akbar figures in his possession. So he's got a lot of Akbar. He's in the Akbar club, for crying out loud. So he definitely wants the Akbar. The Gamorrean Guard looks pretty awesome. I'm a fan of that one. No word yet, but I think a bunch of us around the office are optimistic.
Cool. Yeah, those that whole line is just gorgeous. Like I every time I see a new piece from it, all I can think of is like, what if Akira Kurosawa made Star Wars? Like that's right.
Which is funny because Hidden Fortress is one of the inspirations.
No, 100%, and you know, they photograph really well. So I know a lot of your listeners and followers and subscribers and bell ringers and buzzer buzzy guys are all into the toy photography. And so the Meisho movie realization figures actually photograph really, really nice. In fact, there's an Instagram fella, it goes by Vader's Fist. He does a lot of Meisho photography. This dude's got over 100 figures, I think, and he loves taking pictures of them. So,
yeah, super cool. Definitely check him out. And that takes us to the end of our Q&A. Justin, you survived.
You did it.
All right. I didn't have answers for anybody. This is easy. I could do this all day.
Well, no, you answered the con question. I mean, okay. I think you gave fair answers for the. For
oh, that's
the
right. The con question.
Yeah.
My brain immediately went to Con Supanusimbo. I'm like, did we talk about King of the Hill? It's just well, I'm wired differently.
Well, I'll tell you what. I can't wait for that to come back. Maybe one day, now that the show's coming back, maybe you can get like your ultimate wish that like there will be SH Figure Arts King of the Hill figures. Maybe, dude, maybe one day.
I cannot wait. I will keep keep on keeping on fighting the good fight. It is this is my Godzilla 98. I'm trying really hard to make this happen, and that'll be my legacy. That can be on my tombstone. We were talking about that earlier. Like, the guy that brought you King of the Hill, SHF. I'll take it. I will take it.
Oh, man. Maybe one day. Keep ringing that bell. Keep being a bell ringer. That's
been ringing the god dang. I will be buzzing the buzzer. I'll do everything I can. I'll keep those whammies at bay to get you and me some King of the Hill SH figure arts.
So before we let you go and
over already? Holy crap.
Yeah, that's right. We did it.
Yeah.
How long have we been doing this for?
I don't know. 53 minutes and 22 seconds and counting, man. Apparently.
It's too fast.
It's always too fast. So you, the last time you were on, you answered our final question. So Dave has prepared another one for you. Dave, would you like to fulfill your role as this podcast's James Lipton and ask our final question?
Why, yes, I would. So, Justin, you have already answered the standard final question that we ask all of our guests. So for today, a new final question.
I don't even remember what the original final question was.
That's fine. Just roll with it. It's fine. It's fine. Okay. You don't want to throw him off the tracks. He's got to keep going.
By the way, that's when I got the red light. I ran over train tracks. It was at the station in San Diego. Who puts a train station right by a stadium? Honestly, like literally right across the street. There's 50,000 railroad tracks right there in one spot, and I'm supposed to see this red light. I'm used to seeing the little ding 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 things come down. There wasn't no god dang ding ding ding. It was supposedly a mystery red light way up in the god dang sky. I'm facing forward. There was no one around. I ran a red light. I hate trains. That's the end of. Does this question involve me hating trains? Because I hate trains. Them choo choo and sons of bitches. Hate them all.
I can't breathe. It might now.
Oh my god.
So your new final question. Come on.
Perfect. What do you got? Talk to me, Dave.
I'm laughing so hard. I'm sweating.
I'm trying to do the voice. Hold on.
Your voice is perfect. It's my white noise machine.
I can't wait.
I go to sleep listening to your voice. It woos me to sleep.
I have a very important decision to make as to how much of this stays in the episode.
Yeah.
Keep it all, man. People want to see that stuff. Oh, wait. This isn't a video one. This is all audio.
Just audio. Just
the
audio.
Giggles are amazing.
Let it roll.
My giggle machine. I don't even have my giggle juice. My god dang drink was left downstairs. I'm at a 6 right now. I could have been at 11.
I don't know. I don't know if you could have handled that.
And I got something stuck in my eye.
Well, while you,
it's bothering me though.
That's not funny, but
while you dig that out of your eye.
here's something to pay attention to.
Did you guys see Pan's Labyrinth by chance?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For some reason, like to get stuff out of my eye, I do this. The little creature, Mitch McConnell monster.
Pale man.
Like
no,
the pale man.
The what?
The pale man.
The pale man. I don't know why I confused him with Phantasm right there.
Digging at my eyes with the back of my hand.
Boy.
Doesn't work. Anyway, Dave, what do you got?
I feel like at this point I have to re-explain what we're doing. The new final question that we've prepared for you for this episode.
Got it.
What is the one toy or collectible that you have always wanted but never got?
Oh, man. So this is kind of cheating, but I'm going to say that it's actually an arcade cabinet that I want, that I've always wanted since it's come out. I've always wanted a House of Dead 3 arcade cabinet, the one that has like these crazy zombies on the top that are kind of reaching over the cabinet. It looks so freaking cool. There's big old like shotgun type style light guns that you have with it. It's a monstrosity. It would look crazy in anybody's home, but that's what I want, and I'll probably never get it. But anytime Alex is like, oh, you know, can we, you know, treat yourself or get something? And I'm like, I just sent her a picture of this Monster Hunter 3 arcade cabinet. She's like, anything but that. So that is sort of my white whale, and I hope one day to have one in my possession. And my goodness, I am told this is like kismet. Like Bandai Namco Amusement, you know, the folks that do all the arcade machines. Like if you go to Dave & Buster's and you play like Mario Kart at Dave & Buster's, it's actually made by Bandai Namco Amusement. Not a lot of people know that. But yeah, they make all kinds of fun arcade machines. They have a House of the Dead 3 machine in their freaking office. And I'm going to make it my goal to own this thing. I don't care if I got to tear it down and rebuild it myself. I am going to get my hands on this machine.
Hey, man, you never know. What's that company? 1UP Arcade? They're starting to get into light gun stuff.
I know. So the Terminator 2 one that came out, it's cool. I almost bought it, but I told myself, you know what? Now this sort of opens the realm for a possibility for House of Dead. And if there was a way to maybe get the Terminator arcade cabinet and add like, you know, throw some chips in there and do the science and add multiple games to it, then great. And I could have had House of Dead to that. But it set a precedent, right? So now maybe the next light gun game will be not only House of Dead 3, but also 1 and 2 as
that,
well.
That I was going to cool. say, that would be... Because it would be tough for them to go to like a... Because House of the Dead didn't have the foot pedal that you hit that like let you hide, right?
No, that was time crisis. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it would be easier for them to do something like a House of the Dead trilogy cabinet.
See, I was surprised that the Terminator 2 one also didn't have Revolution X because it's the same engine.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was one game and it was like the original MSRP was like $700. I'm like, I mean, I love... So as someone that owns... Friggin' 4 1UP arcade machines. I have Mortal Kombat 2, which might have been my answer for my favorite possession or something like that, my favorite collectible on your last podcast. I absolutely adore that machine, so I play it a lot. But then I also have a Pac-Man and the X-Men, the 4-player X-Men, and the 4-player Ninja Turtles ones. And the customer service at 1UP Arcade is amazing. Just want to say that they are really quick to getting parts out to you if something breaks. My marquee on my Pac-Man machine wasn't lighting up. They sent me another one, and then it turned out it was actually the circuit board that was fried. So they sent me a new circuit board, and I had like instructions on how to do it all. It was super simple, and they were super helpful, and I got everything in like a 2-day turnaround. So 1UP Arcade folks are amazing. So
that's awesome.
Another plug. Yeah. I feel like I'm plugging everybody here.
Is there anyone else you'd like to plug, Justin? No, and I think, honestly, I think the last time you were on, I don't make it a habit of going back and re-listening to episodes, but I probably should before we have guests back on a second time. I feel like your answer to the question was a plague mask.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay, so that's really cool. That's an awesome gift, but I can add an addendum to that because since then I have gotten pocket sand. I got this pouch of pocket sand, and that is now my all-time favorite gift and possession. It's a total King of the Hill thing. My wife got it on Etsy, and it says pocket sand, and it says shh on it. And it came with two little packs of sand inside this pouch, and it is my favorite thing ever. I have it on my desk. I play with it all day long. So there's that.
So, Justin, you know, just before we let you go, remind us, when is the Tamashii Nations event happening in New York City? Where can we find you on the interwebs, and where can we learn about all of the Bandai Namco Toys and Collectibles America news?
Sure. So, the Tamashii Nations World Tour is happening on April 28th through the 30th. That is at Grand Central Terminal, which I believe is at 89 East 42nd Street in New York City. And it's going to be a lot of fun. It is open most of the day. I forget the hours. I think it's like 10 to 8, I believe is what it is. 10 to 8 each day on Friday and Saturday. And then it closes at 6 on Sunday. And then it's going to be a lot of fun. We're all going to be there. It's going to be a blast. If you can't make it, but you want to keep up with what's going down with Tamashii Nations and all things Bandai, be sure to follow us at Bandai Collect on all social platforms. Super simple. If you want to just talk to me about toys and fun collectibles, you can also follow me. I am at Edgy Armo because I am Armenian and I'm a little more round these days, but I am edgy, as they say. So at Edgy Armo, happy to follow you back. We can talk toys, video games, whatever you want. And was there something else in there? Did I get it all?
No, you got it all. That was it.
Yeah.
Cool. This was a lot of fun. Thank you so much for having me on. I had a blast.
Awesome. And let's definitely do this again sometime.
Thank you for coming back on.
And we'll see you in just a few days time from mm-hmm. the time that this airs.
Great. I'm accepting gifts. I I like things, you know. I'm just kidding. You know, all I need is you and your lovely selves.
I'll bring you something.
I'm the Santa around here. I'm the one always giving. I give and I give and I give and I give. You know how that goes. You cheap bastard.
That's just how we roll. That's just how we roll. Dave, send us home.
Everyone, go to Grand Central this weekend if you're in the greater New York area.
Do it.
Thank you, dear listener, for hanging out with us today. Subscribe, rate, and review us wherever you listen, and then tell your friends to do it. Thanks also to Joe Azari, the golden voice behind our intro. Our music is Game Boy Horror by the Zombie Dandies. Find more about them both in our show notes.
Follow us on social media at AIC_podcast on Instagram and Twitter. Stop by and say hi, show us your toy hauls, and share your toy stories. Maybe we'll talk about it in a future episode.
Don't try this at home. Void where prohibited and some assembly required. Each sold separately, not a flying toy. Consult a physician if your toy run exceeds more than 4 hours.
This has been a non-productive media presentation. Executive producer, Frank Hablawi. This program and many others like it on the Non-Productive Network is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Please share it, but ask before trying to change it or sell it. For more information, visit non-productive.com.